What's going on? This D World Life podcast. What we gonna do today? We gonna get into some real stuff today. And what I mean by that is, the topic today is called grind. It's for all my grinders out here. All the people that's stacking. All the people that's trying to get a dollar in their own way. So this is how we're going to go about this today. This for my grinders. If you ain't grinding, then it's not for you. If you are grinding, this D World Life podcast, and it's about to go down with a couple lessons for you. So let's do it. My name D World Life. If you're not familiar to who I am, I get down out here in the society. I'm a mentor, motivator. And I just try to share my life experiences with people. So we on the grind. We just woke up. We blessed. We just put our 2 feet on the floor. And it's time to start up our day. So we grinding. I guess this is how we gonna go about it. We gonna make sure everything is in order. We gonna give God thanks that our eyes was open. We was able to see and feel and touch. So first off and foremost, we're going to give thanks to the Almighty for even blessing us to even be part of the grind for that day, this day, the next day. From there, we go on. I would try to look at things in a calculated view as far as saying, try to look overly over the things that's going on right now. And that means be calculated in the steps. That means see past what's going on in the present. Try to walk in perfection. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nobody out here on this earth that's going to walk in the same steps that God will walk in, and that's perfection. So we're going to make mistakes, but if we try our hardest to be walking in perfection, then just imagine, you know, I feel like mistakes will be minimized. Excuse my language, but grind, man, that means stacking, man. That dumb shit that you be worrying about, don't worry about it no more. To me, image is a lot. Image is motivation, self-esteem, and all of that. But don't get carried away with so much worrying about your gear and your clothes and your image that you forget about your mind, body, and soul. So it's kind of like, I need you to grind on a level of limiting your means. That means, come on, man. If you can't afford a Lexus, don't be even looking at a Lexus. That ain't your focus right now. As long as you get the A to B, you good. Lexus might tear the whole program down. The Lexus might need a part that you can't afford if you had another economy-sized car, because you on your grind. You trying to come up. You trying to reach the top by any means necessary. It's not about what you're doing now. It's about the foundation you lay down. Like you heard before, Rome wasn't built overnight. You will get it. You will be able to relax. You will be able to go on vacations. You will be able to do all the things that you want. Drive the Lexus, live in a big house, do all that type stuff. But right now, you grinding. So minimum all the things except for your survival needs. Don't care about name brand. Don't care about being out there in no club, spending no excess money. Only the things you need. You almost put in your mind frame that you're in the woods and you're stuck there and you got to get out of there. But when you get out of the woods, everything that you ever wanted will be there. So right now is not as important as later. just repetition on doing the same thing over and over again. If you started making some money somewhere, try to keep that money coming in every day. What I mean by this aspect, I will be moving into chapter 2 or 3. If this was a book, I would be going into having some trains moving. By me saying having some trains moving, that means having more than one hustle. That means if one train gets shut down, you'll always have another train moving. If that train slows down or shut down, you'll have another train moving. Try to have 2 or 3 trains moving at one time, so an income will always be coming in at one time. Especially for the grinder. The grinder could be in any situation at any time. You know, this person could get locked up. This person could get snitched on. This person could just have some unusual bad luck that keep on touching them. So always stack for a rainy day. We could go more into the trains, but right now just have some trains moving. I don't care if it's a paper route. I don't care what it is. You know, just income coming in that you know for a fact that's going to be moving and it's not going to slow down just because of a certain situation happened. If a certain situation happened and that train slowed down, then you have your other trains to depend on. You're not just depending on one source of income, one grind. You got a couple things going on. You got a couple different parties of people that's going on. In case one group of people start acting some type way, you know, you always could fall back to your other crew that always been there for you also, and leave the other crew alone that's been acting shady until they act right. But basically, this is grind talk, so we still on our grind. That's what the importance is of this conversation is. We're still grinding. We're trying to figure out how can we grind and stack. Stacking is the most important ingredient to this. You know, if you got $20, we're going to try to put $10 of it up and spend the other $10 lightly, because we're grinding. We're trying to make it to the next day. So with that being said, we're just going to keep going hard and we're going to keep on breaking down this grind. People that's around you doing this grind is very important. If you ain't got the real love around you, you might as well do this shit by yourself. And that's the honest to God truth. That person's going to snake you out, hurt you, know your business, snitch on you, and 10 other things that possibly could happen. You might need to avoid people if it ain't working out for you on your grind. If people is hurting that money coming in, then they got to go. You got to figure out another source of enjoyment or whatever. You don't need people. You know, you just need this grind to continue. You're going to have people. All of this is in the background. It's coming to you. Right now, it's not as important to have all these bonds and friendships and stuff because you're not at the end of your grind yet. At the end of your grind, that's very important. But right now, we're just trying to stack some money and keep it moving and stay out the way. So, you know, let's figure that part out first. The people are very important. You got to figure out what type of people you're around. You have to. You have to see if they're important to your hustle. Do they help money come in? Are they supporting you? Are they loving you? Are they like street team with you? Are they supporting your situation, your product, your brand, your life? You know, if not, they gotta go. Period. I have no conversation and no tolerance for that. They gotta go. Peace. Cut it off now. It's over. We talking about the grind, so the grind can't be talked about in 1 segment, 2 segment, 3 segments. I just wanted to touch on the early grind just to start up. You know, we're going to come back a little later. I'm going to come out with a little another segment on this, man. I just wanted to do a 10-minute breakdown on the early grind and some of the things you're going to need just for an early, quick startup for your grind. You know what I'm saying? People, places, and things are very important. So, you know, it's D World Life, man. You know, come back at y'all with the grind too, about how we gonna continue on this grind. That was just the start out of the grind. So remember, this D World Life podcast, just sharing my life and experiences and I'm here with y'all every day. And like I said, keep on listening to my podcast. We gonna get real. We gonna learn some things, and we just gonna get down like this. So, friend or foe, keep it real. Show love. You know what I'm saying? The World Life Forever. Stay on your grind. This is all about the grind. So keep grinding. It's gonna work out for you. Watch the haters, but remember they motivate us. So we need them around. One love to the strong. To the weak, love yourself more. The World Life Podcast.
Good job, D-World. Appreciate you turning me on to it. And good luck. Holler at me sometimes.